2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A suspect is found dead as officers responded today to a deadly shooting in a building at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Three people have died and a fourth has been wounded. Sheriff Kevin McMahon.
And I want to say to the community, there's no further threat.
KLAS-TV's Vanessa Murphy with more.
We've been talking with students leaving campus. Some of them were in hiding. They tell us they receive emergency alerts on a regular basis. This time, they learned it was the real thing.
Every time you step on a college campus, there's shootings every single year now.
The FBI and ATF are helping with the investigation. Just getting underway is the fourth Republican presidential debate. Four GOP candidates take the stage in Alabama. Political analyst Larry Sabato expects the candidates to single out the surging contender, Nikki Haley.
Chris Christie has nothing to lose, so I think he'll be particularly tough. Ramaswamy can't stand Haley, so I expect him to go hard against her.
Ron DeSantis is also taking part in the debate, but former President Trump is again boycotting it. Hundreds of hybrid tilt-wing military helicopters are ordered idled. CBS's Tom Foti with details.
A week after the latest deadly crash of an Osprey V-22 aircraft, the Pentagon is now grounding the full fleet, Air Force, Navy, Marines. This is the craft that takes off and lands like a helicopter, but flies like a plane as its wings rotate. Eight Air Force service members died in that crash off the coast of Japan. Japan has grounded its own fleet of 14 Ospreys afterwards. A preliminary investigation points to an aircraft failure, not human error. There have been multiple fatal crashes involving the Osprey. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
The Senate votes on a White House request for $106 billion in emergency aid, primarily for Ukraine and Israel, but
the motion is not agreed to.
CBS's Nancy Cordes says President Biden is very angry at the GOP tactics.
He basically accused Republicans today of taking Ukraine aid hostage and using it as leverage to try to get major border security changes. And he said while he's open to some changes when it comes to border security, that this Ukraine aid package needs to be passed now because funding for Ukraine from the U.S. has all but run out.
In the Pacific Northwest, an atmospheric river drenches parts of Washington and Oregon with up to 9 inches of rain, leaving at least two dead. CBS's Carter Evans in Arlington, Washington.
Rapidly rising floodwaters led to dramatic rescue in western Washington. The Coast Guard lifted five people to safety after they were stranded by rushing water. In Oregon, officials are investigating the deaths of at least two people whose bodies were found in swollen creeks.
This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he's pleased with a Dane County judge's ruling essentially restoring abortion rights in Wisconsin.
The 1849 law does not prohibit abortions in Wisconsin. And so we have now gone a long way to restoring access to safe and legal abortion in Wisconsin.
Judge Diane Schlipping says Wisconsin's law enacted in 1849 bans infanticide, not abortion. The ruling is expected to be appealed. People younger than 18 seeking gender-affirming care in Wisconsin will keep getting it. Governor Evers vetoed on Wednesday a ban passed by the legislature this fall. Most major medical associations say gender-affirming care is evidence-based and saves lives. Evers says he'll veto any bill he considers anti-LGBTQ. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Bucks dominate the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Not a lot of defense in this one, but a lot of scoring. The Milwaukee Bucks 146-122 over the Knicks last night in the knockout round of the NBA's new in-season tournament. So now the team heads to Vegas, where they will face the Pacers tomorrow afternoon, 4 p.m. Central. Damian Lillard.
You can see the competition rises. You know, teams are going after it. You come out of this thing on top, you know, the last team standing. I think it is a pretty strong statement and something that everybody around the league has to respect.
College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers were in East Lansing, where they defeated Michigan State 70-57. Spartans head coach Tom Izzo apparently spending the night there after the loss.
I'll be here all night, I promise you that. I'm going to get it fixed.
NFL Aaron Rodgers on the McAfee Show says he's happy for Jordan Love. He's just not ready to say he's the next greatest quarterback in Green Bay.
Can we not crown him right now?
Yeah.
For his own sake.
Mm-hmm.
That's Aaron Rodgers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and mild tonight, a low near 30. Mostly sunny and even warmer tomorrow, highs in the low 50s, and around 50 with a mix of sun and clouds Friday. Colder Saturday, flurries and 30s. Breezy too with gusts to 30 miles an hour, mostly sunny and low 30s Sunday. It's 42 right now.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
One, two, one, two, three,
broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. A guy who's had a paper route for 25 years but never collected, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba, and the show is called Nightlight. I am sitting in the brightest studio I've ever seen. That's the irony. Welcome to Nightlight here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We got a lot of show tonight. Not a lot of topics, but we're going to do some deep dives into a few things. We got some really interesting news that hit today. And when I say news, I'm kind of using air quotes. And we're going to talk about the new person of the year. It's a she. You probably guessed it. I'm not going to spoil it. No spoilers. We'll get there. We're going to talk about Norman Lear. He passed away today. He lived to be, I think, 101, just an absolute legend. He passed away today, created many shows over his whole life. Still had like 20 or 30 shows in production at 101 when he died. That's incredible. So we'll talk about Norman Lear, and it's Stephen Wright's birthday today. The stand-up comedian Stephen Wright, a Boston-based stand-up comic, king of the one-liners, and an influence on Mitch Hedberg, who is also a very funny comedian who is no longer with us. But we'll hear some Stephen Wright tonight too. We have to offset the sadness of Norman Lear's passing with some humor, I think, and we'll do just that with the assistance of Stephen Wright, and we'll get into that too. I've got some great guests tonight. Greg Gliena is going to join us. He is the creator of the franchise Meet the Parents. He created the whole thing. He shot an independent film in Chicago for like less than 50 grand. It was hilarious and dark, very funny. And Universal Studios saw it. I'm going to let him tell the whole story, but there is a disclaimer. He is my sometime writing partner, so I know Greg well, but I had nothing to do with Meet the Parents, and he had everything to do with it. He's going to tell us that whole story tonight about how it happened, and there was some drama surrounding it. He's a great guest. He's also promoting a new movie. He'll be here at 8:30 tonight, just after 8:30. Rob Thomas is going to join us. Second night in a row, because of the Norman Lear passing, we have to talk to an actual entertainment reporter, and Rob's going to weigh in on Norman Lear's death at a little after 9 o'clock, in the 9 o'clock hour. And then, I'm very excited to also mention, we are going to speak with Todd Alba, who has his own show here on Civic Media from 12 to 2 every day, the Todd Alba Show. Todd is a brilliant guy, and did an interview today with a former studio executive at CBS who spoke about Norman Lear. So I want to get Todd's thoughts on this, too. He's just a really well-read guy, and he was a Norman Lear fan, and he's a fellow Civic Media radio host. He goes back here much farther than I do. So we'll talk to Todd just after 9:30. It's going to be a really fun show. Some great interviews, some great guests, some good chat. Make yourself an old fashioned, put on your smoking jacket, gather the family around the radio, whatever you have to do, sit back and let us you've had a long day, right? I mean, what do we do all day? We talk politics. We look like we're busy at work. You know, we try to avoid certain people. We run errands. We get stuck in traffic. This show is meant to quell all of that, if I can use the word quell. And that's what we hope to do tonight. We'll have a little fun. We'll have hopefully a few laughs, too. The producer of tonight's show is Conrad Krieger. Conrad, great to have you back in the chair. Thanks for showing up again.
Of course.
This must be an education. I always wonder, because I have kids a little younger than Conrad, like what they know about Norman Lear and what they know about Stephen Wright and people like that. So you'll probably learn a lot tonight, Conrad. That's exciting, I think. First out of the gate, I have to say, and I'm not surprised, Taylor Swift has been voted by Time Magazine the Person of the Year. Tonight's question, and we've been doing this, we run it all through the show, and we hope to get your texts and your calls because we want you to weigh in. Who should be, tonight's question is, who would you have voted, who would you have picked for the Person of the Year, if not Taylor Swift? Many of you might say Taylor Swift. And that's fine. But I want to know, if not Taylor Swift, who would you choose? And you can call or text. We can discuss it via what I like to call telephone, or you can text. It's 920-264-0606. That's 920-264-0606. Who is your Person of the Year? And I have to say, I mean, come on. It's probably Lambeau Field that did it. She shows up at Lambeau Field, wins the award 2 or 3 days later. Coincidence? Nope. I think the Person of the Year should always go through Lambeau Field, and Taylor Swift did just that. So here were some, I thought this was interesting. Here were some runners up, though. Taylor Swift got 43% of the vote. Barbie got 19% of the vote. That's right. A fictional character came in second. That's what a shortage we have in this country, in this world of interesting people, when a fictional cartoonish character who is a good role model in the movie, she comes in second with 19% of the vote. So not even the director, Greta Gerwig, was nominated. She created the whole Barbie movie, not Barbie, but she made the movie, wrote the movie, directed the movie. She didn't get nominated, but a fictional character, a character in a movie, it's like nominating Sam Malone for Person of the Year, or Fonzie, or Kim Kardashian. I don't know. So she is, and Greta Gerwig is the first female director to direct a billion-dollar film. And as happy as I am for Barbie's nomination, I'm sure fictional Barbie is happy. Greta Gerwig did not get nominated. I would have voted for her. Trump prosecutors came in third with 15% of the vote. That's, you know, tip money. King Charles III came in fourth place. Not sure why. They didn't give many reasons. Hollywood strikers, the writers and actors strike, apparently got quite a few fans. They came in with 6%. Actually, you know what? They probably got much more than that, more of a percentage of that. But AI probably rigged it, if you ask me. But Hollywood strikers came in with 6% of the vote. And they're going back to work soon, which is good. Some of them already are. These lists are just so weird. It's like, so far, other than King Charles, there are really no, for Person of the Year, there are really no persons. It's like prosecutors, writer. It's like groups of people. That seems like a different award. That's like best gang or best group or whatever, conglomeration. Sam Altman, the ChatGPT creator, he came in with 3%. And ChatGPT is the most rapidly adopted tech product ever. And you wonder why writers feel threatened. I know a lot of people use ChatGPT. It's crazy. But he was the CEO that was overthrown, pulled a Steve Jobs, and got his company back. Good for Sam. Vladimir Putin got 3% of the vote. I was surprised by that. I mean, sometimes these people are infamous. They're not just famous people. But at least he's an actual person. And I'm not going to say anything bad about the Russian president, because I know he's a big fan of Nightlight with Pete Schwab, probably listening right now. Thank you, Conrad. even though, honestly, I'm just going to put this out there. I think I could take him. Me and Putin, throwing down, throwing some hands. I think I could take him. I got him. I'm younger, and I'm probably a little more spry. I know he can probably got all that special forces stuff in his background, but I don't know. Maybe it's failing him now. Maybe if I punch first, like Al Pacino in Sea of Love, if I hit first and fast, I can take Putin down. I don't know. I'm not extending a challenge unless it helps ratings. We could do like a celebrity boxing match with really big puffy gloves. Maybe I would do that. and then Fed Chairman Jerome Powell got 1% of the vote. That's almost like, come on, really? You'd almost rather not be mentioned. He got 1%. Kind of pathetic. You could tell him I said so. He got 1% of the vote. That's 1% more than Conrad. So that's a good thing you could take home with you, Conrad. he would have done better. You know what? Okay, here's what we should do. Jerome Powell, if he dated a Kelsey, maybe he would have been up closer to the top. Maybe the brother. Maybe there could be sparks flying between the Kelsey brother, whose name escapes me.
Travis or Jason.
Jason, that's it. Jason Kelsey, the center, who's a fine player and a handsome man. Maybe he and Chairman Powell, you know, I don't know. Maybe the mom, the Kelsey mom. You never see the Kelsey dad. Maybe Powell could date the Kelsey mom and lift his Q rating a little bit. That could help. And maybe next year, Powell will get more than 1% of the vote. I don't mean to belittle him. I didn't get any either. So, but he's 2% behind Putin. He is 18% behind Barbie and 42% behind Taylor Swift. So I have to say, Taylor Swift, I can live with that. I don't know any of her songs. She seems like a nice person. Her fans are very loyal. And from what I understand, she takes really good care of her crew and the people that are her handlers. She really pays them and pays them well. So that says a lot about a person. And I guess I got no problem with that. Now, I could listen to a song of hers tomorrow and hate it and say, oh, my gosh, I can't believe they voted Taylor Swift. But I'm okay with that. Better her than Barbie or the Trump prosecutors or King Charles or anybody else on the list. We have a text here. Someone said, okay, I know we're going to get Joe Biden and Donald Trump texts. I'm not even going to read those for person of the year because it's always the president is always like the favorite. So let's, we have, Giannis. He's a person of the year, at least here in Wisconsin, people love Giannis. And, you know, I want to hear what the rest of you say. Feel free to call or text in. The number is 920-264-0606. I don't think I have radio cadence, Conrad. I gotta, hey, that 260. I gotta learn how to do that better. But like I said, we're gonna have Greg Liena's gonna join us soon. When we come back, if you have not heard the comedian Stephen Wright, we have some of his jokes queued up. They're one-liners, they're very short. This guy's a comedic genius. He turned 74 today. And that's why we're kind of talking about him a little bit. And we're going to talk about Norman Lear. And we're going to do all of this with filmmaker Greg Liena. He's going to talk to us about Norman Lear and about Meet the Parents, the franchise he created. And he will be along shortly. We will be right back with the comedy of Stephen Wright here on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabe.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabe, the host of Nightlight, conveniently. So, lots of fun stuff on the show tonight. Greg Liana is going to join us. He's a filmmaker who created Meet the Parents, and he is promoting a new movie as well called The Road Dog. He'll be along in just a little bit. And then Rob Thomas from the Capital Times in Madison is going to join us to talk about Norman Lear. And after Rob, Todd Alba is going to join us from the Todd Alba Show, and he's going to talk to us about Norman Lear. He did a really cool interview today on his show, which airs from 12 to 2 right here on Civic Media, the Civic Media Radio Network, and we'll play a little bit of that interview, and then we'll talk to Todd about Norman Lear, too. For those of you who don't know, Norman Lear lived 100 years, and he created All in the Family, Maude, Sanford and Son, The Jeffersons. My personal favorite growing up was Good Times. I loved Jimmy Walker as a kid. It was set in Chicago. I lived in Chicago as a young kid. I just, I knew who Norman Lear was at a pretty young age. I didn't understand the ramification or the importance of him and what he was creating with his writing ability and his genius. The guy was, he like so many people, he was an aspiring writer, went to World War II, and then moved out to LA after. And the great thing about Norman Lear is not the great thing, but what I think gives a lot of people hope if things aren't going your way in the creative fields, there's hope because Norman Lear didn't really achieve success until he was about 50 or pushing 50 years old. And that's when all of his shows took off. And the guy had, even when he died, he had like 20 or 30 projects in development right now. What happens to those? I'm not necessarily sure, but the guy is a true American legend. So we're going to talk about him primarily in the second hour. And then Stephen Wright turned 74 today. I have a comedy background. I did stand-up comedy for years, toured in the 90s and early 2000s, had the opportunity to be on TV quite a bit. It was really fun. And then I kind of segued to writing, but my heart is in stand-up comedy. And my best friends probably to this day are still stand-up comics. Most of them don't live where I live in Northeast Wisconsin, but thank God for Facebook. But anyway, Stephen Wright, I had the opportunity to meet him at the Improv in LA years and years ago. And it's one of those things, I don't get nervous when I meet people. I met a lot of people in my life, but he was one of the people that, and not just because he's like, he wasn't a legend then, he was just a great comic. But because of his style, and you'll hear it in just a second, I kind of didn't know what to say to him. I kind of froze up and I was like, hey, I really like your comedy. I think I said something that lame. And he's like, oh, thank you. Like, he gets it. He's been there, and he was just very nice about it. But Conrad, let's play a little bit of the comedy stylings of Stephen Wright. Let's hear it.
About 4 years ago, it was yesterday. I couldn't sleep, so I got up. Then I got hungry, so I went out to the store that I know is open 24 hours. When I got down there, there was a guy outside locking it up. He said, sorry, we're closed. I said, what do you mean you're closed? The sign says open 24 hours. He said, not in a row.
Let's hear another clip, Conrad.
I remember when I was a fetus, I used to sneak out at night when my mother was sleeping. I thought to myself, you know, now's the time I should start stealing some stuff since I don't have any fingerprints.
That's Stephen Wright. Very deadpan, very just kind of almost comes across as like lethargic. My favorite joke of his. And if you have a Stephen Wright joke that you love, you could text that to us as well. It's 920-264-0606. You can also text in who you think should have been voted Person of the Year instead of Taylor Swift. But if you have a favorite Stephen Wright line. You are welcome to text that in too. My personal favorite joke of Stephen Wright's is, I'd kill for a Nobel Peace Prize. And here's another one. If at first you don't succeed, then skydiving definitely isn't for you. Conrad, let's hear some more.
I woke up this morning and my girlfriend asked me if I slept good. I said, no, I made a few mistakes. A lot of people are afraid of heights, not me. I'm afraid of widths. The police stopped me for speeding. They said, don't you know the speed limit is 55 miles an hour? I said, yeah, I know, but I wasn't going to be out that long.
Genius. Is that the end of the clip?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do we have more?
Yes.
Okay. So Stephen Wright was ranked the 15th greatest comedian by Rolling Stone in 2017. They put out a list of the 50 greatest stand-up comics, and he was 15th. That's not too shabby. That's much better than Powell, Fed Chairman Powell's 1% in the person of the year. That's much more impressive. And he did a really funny short film. If you can find it on YouTube, The Appointments of Dennis Jennings. It's really funny. I highly recommend it. It won Emmy Awards, or it was at least nominated, I think. I'm not sure. But he's just a phenomenal comedian. And when you have his delivery, all of his jokes, they're like 10 seconds long or 30 seconds long. The typical headliner in a comedy club does a 45-minute set. Stephen Wright, to headline a comedy club, when he was starting out, that he had to have like 150 or 200 jokes just to headline a club. But this guy did